Hi everyone, happy Friday. This is CG Hawk, co-host of the Bullhawk Sports Show, bringing you a number of important news here on the Bullhawk Sports Show. This is an emergency podcast, excited to break down Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and much more here on the podcast. Let's get to it right now. First, we're going to break down a huge trade the Chicago Bears made a few days ago, and that is trading defensive end and team captain veteran Robert Quinn to the Philadelphia Eagles. The main article I'm using for research purposes and sources here on the podcast is from The Athletic. The article's title is Bears Trade Robert Quinn to Eagles: Why It Makes Sense and What's Next, written by Adam Johns and Kevin Fishbane, who are also hosts of the podcast on The Athletic, Hogan Johns, which covers the Bears. So Robert Quinn, he's been on the Bears a short time. Last year, as you remember, Robert Quinn broke the Chicago Bears sack record in all history, 18.5 sacks, which was just half a sack less than his career high, which was 19, set long ago when he's on the St. Louis Rams. And Robert Quinn, he's the team captain of the Bears. He's a great leader. It's helpful for people such as Roquan Smith, younger defensive end, upcoming superstar potentially on the Bears, and other rookies as well. Robert Quinn is an experienced veteran. Was able to teach them techniques, help them as a father figure. And Robert Quinn also helps the Bears, of course, as well with his experience and skill set. Why would the Bears trade Robert Quinn is a question you must ask. There are a number of reasons for it, which make perfect sense to me. One, Robert Quinn's older. He's past 30. That is one reason why the Bears would decide to trade Robert Quinn. Because the Bears are a young team overall, many young players on the defensive and offensive ends, Robert Quinn doesn't really fit the timeline for the Bears, fit where we are as a team at the moment. Let's be honest, this team isn't going anywhere. We're going to be finishing towards the bottom of the NFL, and with our new GM and new coach and Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, the team needs to decide, should we risk it, finish with like an 8-9 record, 9-8 record, sneak into the playoffs, go home first round right away, wild card round? Or should we build pieces, get new young players and draft picks for the future? And they decided to go with the more sensible option and trade Robert Quinn. So Robert Quinn's age and timeline is the first reason. Second reason, he's coming off a great year. And last season he had 18.5 sacks, his best year in a long time. And you could say, has he been great years in a row? No. He was not very good the first year he joined the Bears. And since he's going up there in age, it makes sense to trade him while we can. So that's one reason. Another reason, his bloated contract. He's getting paid a high salary. And if the Bears can recoup some financial gains, that's going to help as well. Another reason, Robert Quinn has only played in 2 postseason games in his career, and he has said he would love to go back to the playoffs. So going to the Eagles, who are currently undefeated, one of the best teams in the NFL, they have looked fantastic this year. There's a lot of experts who are saying the Eagles could make some noise in this year's playoffs. Going there would make perfect sense for Robert Quinn. team captain. And Robert Quinn is a good man in the locker room, that has been said. But trading him for a fourth-round draft pick, to me, makes sense. I think it's a good move overall. This article mentions, and I saw in other ESPN articles, Sports Illustrated articles as well, why did the Bears only get a fourth-round pick? Why could they not get the big money, the big goods that when Von Miller was traded? Or could they not get what Khalil Mack, the Bears, got for? Well, look at it this way. Robert Quinn's older. He has not been as good as Von Miller or Khalil Mack was. And also, let's be honest, Von Miller is no Khalil Mack or Von Miller. Robert Quinn is no Von Miller when he was traded at the time. He was younger than Robert Quinn is now. And Robert Quinn's career has been trending downward until last year's out of nowhere season. But I think it's a good move for the Eagles and the Bears. The Eagles get experienced veteran team leader who can make some noise on the defensive end. And he doesn't have to be the superstar in the defensive area. He can join with the other stars they have and work well seamlessly in that regard. So he doesn't have to do everything on himself. He doesn't need to take control of the whole team. So that is the trade of Robert Quinn. I think, probably on all honesty, the fourth-round pick was best Ryan Poles, the GM, Bears could do. Potentially, maybe he could have got a fourth-round pick and another player. But in my point of view, getting the contract off the books and getting a fourth-round pick to add to next year's draft will be important for the Bears. And it also, one last reason why this could be important too, is we have some young players who can get some more playing time with Robert Quinn leaving town, such as Travis Gibson, Dominique Robinson. We'll get more playing time, and that's going to be important for them. We need to see what can they offer the Bears, and if Quinn gone, we'll get to see that up close and personal. So that's Robert Quinn's trade. Overall, up and down career here as a Bear. One bad year, one unbelievable year, and now this year he's been more pedestrian so far. So that's been his timeline here. Was he a well-beloved fan favorite? No, but team-wise, he was well-beloved by players, coaches. So in that regard, it's positive. But as a fan loss, this won't be as extreme as some players. But he was only here a short time. Next, we are going to move on to another Chicago topic. Stay tuned for more in a few seconds. We are back here on the Bullhawk Sports Show, continuing with the second half of our emergency podcast. We move from football to hockey here on Bullhawk Sports Show. Very excited to talk about an amazing hockey match last night between the Edmonton Oilers and the Chicago Blackhawks. This game was a barn burner, offensive fire power show. I was so happy to be able to watch this game. I only got to watch the last period due to being at work, and when I got home, arrived in time, to watch the whole third period, so I was very happy. Got to watch the highlights as well. And this game was, I can't even begin to discuss my thoughts on it. I've never seen that many penalties in memory in one game. There was, I kid you not, 15 penalties between the Oilers and Blackhawks in this game. And it was crazy. Both teams had so many penalties. A ton of power plays on both sides. Both teams able to score on the power play, which is all you can ask. And though the Blackhawks in the end lost 6-5, still had an awesome time watching the game, really enjoyed it. And the Blackhawks, for a team that's angling to be the worst in the league, give credit. They played well, played hard, and made some good decisions on the ice. And though they lost and the win streak ended at 4, I'm not furious at the Blackhawks' performance in this game. It was a good game and enjoyable. So let's break it down. So right away, first, the Hawks fell down after Connor McDavid had a great pass. He found Zach Hyman. Hyman scored to make it 1-0 Oilers. But then right away, new Hawk, Andreas Anaseiu, made it 1-1. He had a turnover. Then Andreas, who's one of the fastest players in the league, had a breakaway, and he got it past Campbell, Oilers goaltender. So 1-1. Then, later in the first period, Seth Jones was able to find the net, got to Reese Johnson, and Reese Johnson scored it. Good job by Reese Johnson to make it 2-1 Blackhawks. And also I want to give a shout out to Colin Blackwell, who found Seth Jones, and then Seth Jones got to Reese Johnson. But then, of course, second period began right when it started. Connor McDavid scored to make it 2-2. Evan Bouchard's pass found McDavid, 2-2. But then right away, after one of the 100 penalties, Jonathan Toews scored after a beautiful pass from Max Domi to make it 3-2 Blackhawks. Then later on in the second period, Connor McDavid was able to score on a power play to tie it up at 3. This is where it gets explosive, icy confusion after the goal by McDavid. So later on in the second period, Evander Kane, it looked like he scored. So he got it past Alex Stalock, the goalkeeper, and it looked like it was a goal at first. The ref originally said goal, Oilers took the lead. But then they had a long review in Toronto. They looked at it for a long time. And finally, the refs and the hockey people came to the decision that it was not a goal. The reason for that is there was goaltending interference. Because Evander Kane sat on Alex Stalock, and they decided that his interference inhibited Stalock's ability to be able to defend in the net. And they took away the goal. So instead of having 4-3 lead for the Oilers, it stayed tied at 3. Then Evander Kane, after his goal being taken off ice, got angry, went berserk, had like a billion cross-checks on Connor Murphy, and got penalties, of course. Of course, Evander Kane would do that. Then later, towards the end of the second period, Max Domi had a great goal to make it 4-3 Hawks on the power play. And now to last period. And right away, right when it started, veteran Ryan Nugent Hopkins had a slick goal passed from Leon Draisaitl, buried it past Stalock to make it 4-4. And then later, Hartwick David completed his hat trick. Sweet goal to make it 5-4 Oilers. But don't worry, Blackhawks did not give up. Patrick Kane scored with 3 minutes left, tied at 5. Awesome goal on the rebound by Patrick, 5-5. But then finally, the game winner with about 30 seconds left, Leon Draisaitl, on his birthday, scored past Stalock and the defense for the 6-5 W. And that was all she wrote. So Oilers beat the Blackhawks 6-5. The Warriors are a far better team, so they should be beating the Blackhawks. But Blackhawks tried, and that was good. Before we close, I want to talk about the penalties. There were so many, oh my goodness. So here are some of the full penalty list. First, Caleb Jones, 2 minutes for tripping Evan Bouchard. Evander Kane, 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. Oilers, 2 minutes for delay of game, which was an unsuccessful challenge. Darnell Nurse, 2 minutes for cross-checking Colin Blackwell. Dylan Holloway, 2 minutes for hooking Max Domi. Tyson Barrie, 2 minutes for cross-checking Jake McCabe. Jake McCabe, 2 minutes for slashing Tyson Barrie. Philip Khrushchev, 2 minutes for hooking Connor McDavid. Caleb Jones, 2 minutes for interference Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Evander Kane, 2 minutes for cross-checking Connor Murphy. Evander Kane, 2 minutes for cross-checking Connor Murphy again. Seth Jones, 2 minutes for slashing Connor McDavid. Marcus Nielsen, 2 minutes for interference on Jason Dixon. Jack Campbell, 2 minutes for delaying game puck over glass, served by Connor McDavid. And that was it. But great game. Impressive. Of course, Connor McDavid is second hat trick of the season so far. He dominates the Blackhawks often. Leon Draisaitl, game winner, 2 assists as well. And Patrick Kane was really good as well for us with a goal and 2 assists. Blackhawks' next match is on the road against the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday. Credit for the information, statistics for this article is from Second City Hockey by LBR. Thank you. And that concludes our emergency podcast here on the Blackhawks Sports Show. We finished by talking about the Blackhawks, began with the Bears. Thank you so much for being supporters and fans of the Blackhawks Sports Show. Greatly appreciate your support and recommendations for improving the podcast. See you next time on the Blackhawks Sports Show. CG Hawk signing off.